We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Our dual insider, Cowboys and Mavericks, the one and only Mike Fisher. Fish, how you doing, my
friend?
What's
up, Fish?
Well, I must say, for the last hour, I did not spend a lot of time on the Mavericks. Don't hate me because I'm don't hate me because I'm beautiful. But I have had to take a little break from my precious and beloved Mavericks for a minute here, as you can understand. Like you guys probably are, right?
Yeah, of course, of course. We're not going to talk about the Mavericks in the next segment or anything. No big deal. We're just going to completely look over them.
All right, you got a deal.
All right, so what was your first reaction? I know we've had bits and pieces of the schedule coming out all day long, but what are some of your early takeaways as we finally have it out in front of us on paper, the Cowboys 2021 schedule?
Obviously, everybody's all wrapped up into the Tampa Bay thing, and that's understandable, especially because Tom Brady has decided to help out the hype train by making fun of the name America's Team on social media, along with an anonymous, random, laughing woman. Now, he's got plausible deniability because he put quote marks around it. And he goes, what? What's the problem? It's a quote. It's a name. That's proper English. But the laughing, random woman suggests that Tom Brady thinks that the Cowboys aren't America's Team. As I've said to you guys for many, many years, and I've said it to Tolos for many more, it's not a movable nickname depending on who wins the Super Bowl. It's the nickname of the franchise. You can't call another city the Big Apple. You can't call another defense the Steel Curtain. And you can't call another team America's Team. But thanks, the NFL thanks Tom Brady for adding to the hype. I think, guys, that NFC East, and I don't know if it's a gauntlet because we don't know how good the NFC East, but there's the crunch is the challenge. Go up east, come back, go back up east, play Washington twice in 3 weeks, close at Philadelphia when they're going to throw frozen beer bottles at you. I think that you better get off to a good start because there's a lot of demands at the end, and the start begins with two road games, one of them where you go as far east as you can go, and the other one where you go as far west as you can go. So challenges built in at the beginning and at the end.
Mike Fisher, double insider for the Cowboys and Mavericks, joining us right here on the Nosebleed Seats. When you look at the games that need to be circled on the calendar, you kind of mentioned it already with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game opening up the season. What's another game that you looked at the schedule and you said, oh boy, that's going to be a matchup that a lot of folks, not just fan-wise, but for the game itself, is going to be a must-watch for the Cowboys?
Well, the Kansas City game, see, again, we all circle the first one, especially because we've known it for 2 days. Mm-hmm. But in terms of hype and the best and all that, the Kansas City Chiefs have been doing things at a more successful level for the last couple of years than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have. And they tear down their offensive line after that Super Bowl to the point where people are going, man, what are they doing? And then they made it better. And so I would say, I would call the Chiefs the scariest game. At Kansas City, it could be cold there. Arrowhead is a fun pit to play in. And then Cowboy fans need to give some respect to Washington. Washington football team curb stomped the Cowboys.
Yes, they did.
Last year. Twice.
Yeah, not once, but twice.
And had they not done that, they wouldn't have won the NFC East. Instead, they did. You didn't even come close. So let's give some respect to the WFT, shall we?
I couldn't agree more, Fish. I mean, I think right now they should still be the favorites to win this division until the Cowboys prove otherwise, and you got to play them twice in 3 weeks. One thing I did find interesting, and we talked about this last year when the Cowboys got flexed out of a primetime game, was has the primetime aura of the Cowboys maybe faded a little bit, and I think the NFL gave a resounding no when they are now sharing the most primetime games by any team in football with 5 this year, and that does not count possibly being flexed into more at the end of the season.
Yeah, you want this team on TV. And listen, they got flexed out last year because they were out of it. They were stripped of some of their stardom. And wasn't that the first time that ever happened?
Yes.
That they got flexed out? So you can't undo 40 years of being America's team in one bad second half of a season. That's not how it works. The Cowboys are a magnificent drawing card. I really believe if there was a way to do it and not find it embarrassing, because I think the other 31 teams would think it was embarrassing, and if the Cowboys weren't particularly good in a given year, it'd be embarrassing. I think the NFL would just soon put the Cowboys on Sunday night every week.
Lock them in
17 times. I mean, you guys tell me off the top of your head, at first blush, would the other 31 teams like that or not like it? Because they'd like the money that would roll in from it.
That's a good point. They just probably would want their team and their brand to be able to be sold a little bit more by getting that national TV game. But money talks, Fish. I mean, you do have a point about that.
Again, meaning no disrespect to Tampa Bay, who had a great year once, to Washington, who's been a terrible franchise for a long time, and now won the division. The Cowboys, in so many ways, even though we don't know how good their record is, even though they haven't won a Super Bowl and blah, 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 America's team resonates even still.
Fish, one last thing I want to get to you about here before we let you boogie. Outside of the Cowboys' schedule, are they still doing some homework on some other quarterbacks to bring in and add some competition?
Well, they're going to bring in two kids this weekend without contracts, and they'll throw it around with the rookies. I think that's mostly just about arms. But the Jeff Driskel flirtation, I think that tells you all you need to know about how satisfied they are with Gilbert, Rush, and Ben DiNucci, which is not satisfied enough. I think they probably should have acted on this sooner and maybe had a better pick of what was out there. Because you'll notice Jeff Driskel comes here, has a meeting. Mm-hmm. They don't sign him. Nobody else, to my knowledge, has gobbled him up. There's not a lot of competition for Jeff Driskel. I think at some point, and obviously they have already judged Jeff Driskel to be better than RG3, but at some point, don't you start exploring that level of guy? Could RG3 come here and win you one game in a pinch? I say yes. Don't you?
Maybe. It depends on who the team is, but it's possible. RG3, the issue with him is he also can't stay healthy. I think any time he's had the opportunity to go in there last year, for example, with Baltimore, he also gets hurt. So, you know, that's the issue with RG3 as to why teams are probably scared about bringing him in, because as a backup, maybe we throw him out there, he gets hurt, now we're on a third-string guy.
And I'm the president of the Garrett Gilbert Club, so, you know, that's where my loyalties lie right now.
And Garrett Gilbert, who, as I told you guys, I saw every game he played at home his senior year. I have respect for how good I thought he was going to be, and obviously he's an NFL journeyman, kind of. He's kind of a sub-journeyman.
Yeah.
Last year was really his first chance to even be a mini-journeyman. And he had one game where he wasn't embarrassing against the Steelers team that was down at the time. I don't think the Cowboys should bet the 2021 season on the idea that Garrett Gilbert could get him through a month, because I don't think that would be accurate.
I don't disagree, Fish. We need you to try and get Alex Smith out of retirement. I think he is the only good option left. So let's work on it. Let's work on it. Okay, Fish, thank you so much for taking some time with us. We'll talk with you again soon.
Appreciate it, Fish.
Thanks, man.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.